You're listening to Her Side Hustle, the podcast whose mission is to educate and empower the females out there who are hustling to turn their dreams into a reality. I'm your host, Rachel Burke, a 20-something-year-old on a journey to start a movement. I believe females are absolutely capable of creating wildly profitable and purpose-driven businesses. Join me each Tuesday as we sit down with successful female hustlers and hear all about their journey to becoming a female founder. All you need is a little bit of hustle and a whole lot of heart. Let's hear about her side hustle.
Hey, Amanda and Cassidy. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
It's been a busy day.
I hear you on the busy day. My husband was attempting to take photos of me for my cover art today, and it was just an interesting process, to say the least. He's definitely not a photographer, even though he thinks he is. So it was funny.
Taking photos is always stressful. I feel like that just sucks so much energy out of you because you just want to get it right.
Right? You have such high hopes. You get a cute outfit on. You're thinking that it's going to turn out amazing. And it's definitely harder than you think. But I got my photo, so all worked out well. But let's go ahead and dive in. So you guys are the owners of Foxtrot Branding. Tell me a little bit about your business. I'd love to hear some background on it.
So this is Amanda. So you can put a voice to the name. But Foxtrot Branding is a small brand and web design studio. And we primarily work with a lot of visionary women-owned brands. And we help them build a lot of mostly service-based businesses. But we're also delving a little bit into product-based businesses too.
Now, how did you come up with the name for Foxtrot Branding? Where does that come from?
It's a very dumb story. And basically in like middle school, my friends and I had spy names for each other. And my spy name was Foxtrot, apparently. And then I don't know, just when I was creating this business, I was having a really hard time thinking of a name. And then one day it just kind of popped in my mind, just this memory of like Foxtrot. And I wrote it down. I was like, Foxtrot Branding. Something about it just really fit like the kind of style of work that I wanted to do, kind of quirky and fun. And I just felt like the sound of it really fit what I wanted to do.
And then when Cassidy came on, Amanda had already picked a name. And so I was like, that's great. I don't want to worry about having to pick a name. It sounds cute. Let's roll with it. And I think we didn't know it, but that's kind of the best way to pick a name is just to like go with something that's solid and not overthink it.
Oh, yeah. Choosing a business name is something that is super tough. You can sit there and obsess over it and try and find the perfect name. It's not an easy task at all. So it's great that it was pretty, you know, simple and quick and easy for you guys. So you guys have like two main offerings, it looks like, from your website. You guys do website design and then strategic branding. Could you just talk a little bit about like what is the difference between these two offerings? I saw that the engagement, like the timeline is different as well as the cost. So I'd love if you could just kind of share a little bit of detail on both of those.
Yeah, so we primarily do brand and website design as a combined service. So we help businesses create a whole strategic brand identity. So that's like their logos, colors, fonts, all of that good stuff. And we really like to combine that service with our website design service so that we can carry over that branding into the website design and really help our clients have a very holistic experience with us and just be as cohesive and impactful as they can as a business. So brand and website design as a combined service. And then we also offer brand strategy sessions as a service as well. So those sessions are for businesses who really want to focus on the strategy and the messaging behind their brand and also have a little bit of visual direction. And so we'll do a session with them and then send them that direction later. And that's kind of a smaller tier package for businesses who maybe are just getting started or have an idea and want more of a foundation. Whereas the full brand and website design package is for businesses who really want to invest in the full package, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So do you guys have like a specific audience that you're targeting, whether it's online coaches or just, I don't know, maybe like fitness trainers or is it bigger companies in that where they have maybe have like multiple employees or any sort of specific audience?
I would say it's definitely, you know, we don't niche by the industry of our clients, right? Like we don't niche by health coaches or anything specific like that. We did consider it at one point, but then we just felt like it was a little bit too constricting for our business. And personally, we love working with like a ton of different businesses. So we've kind of found that most of our ideal clients are anyone in their like 1 to maybe like 5 years in business. They're really ready to elevate and invest in a rebrand. they feel like it's time that they, you know, their values have maybe shifted, or they want to reach a wider audience as well, or a higher end audience. So that's when they need us to come in and do some brand strategy, help them elevate, all of that. But yeah, we don't niche by industry. I think mostly how we niche is by like our design style. People are really attracted to our personality and our design style. Cassidy, do you have anything to add to that about other reasons people come to us usually?
Yeah, definitely. I think people really like our style now that we have kind of developed that more. And when we first started, we kind of worked with whoever. And I think that's a great way to start. I see a lot of designers who are like, I'm going to start and I'm only going to work with health coaches. And that's kind of not the best way to start. Number one, because it's going to be hard to find, you know, a lot of clients, but also you don't know exactly what you enjoy doing when you first start. So you kind of want to try a bunch of different things. And I love the philosophy of niching down by what you enjoy. So if you enjoy doing a lot of different kinds of designs and working with a lot of different kinds of businesses, that can be a huge benefit for you. But for us, we found that we don't enjoy working with all kinds of businesses. We enjoy working with kind of women who share our values and our mindset and definitely our design style for sure.
Yeah, I saw some of your designs. I love it. I love your taste. Kind of like retro, but clean and modern, colorful. You guys do some awesome work.
Right, definitely. And so I definitely feel like what you put out, you attract. But that doesn't mean we're not able to design different styles within our personal perspective. You know, so sometimes we'll work with a brand who wants to be very like colorful and crazy and like 70s inspired. We've done that. And then we've also done brands that were like, I want to be like farmhouse and minimal. So we can do both of those sides of the design scale, but just put our own personal perspective on it. But I definitely would say, you know, we definitely work with more like small businesses or businesses with a lot of personality. We are definitely not corporate at all. Like we're not like clean, boring corporate. That's just like not us. So I think that's why people come to us.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like that corporate old school mentality is totally dead and gone. And nowadays it's all about, you know, working with brands that have a fun culture and you can, you know, you have similar values. You really like working with each other. So, it's great that you guys have kind of adopted that mentality as well. And I'm actually curious, how did you guys meet? Did you know each other before establishing Foxtrot Branding? Were you guys friends? Tell me a little bit about your story.
So I, Cassidy, was freshly graduated from college. I got my bachelor's degree in English. And then Amanda was finishing up college. She had one more semester when we met. We're from the same small town. So we kind of knew of each other. Our parents kind of knew each other. And then Amanda was going to start her own graphic design business and she needed brand photography. And I was doing brand photography at the time. So she hired me to take some pictures and we started talking and we could both tell we were very business minded. And I, at the time, was doing a lot of freelance work, like in social media management, website design, just trying different things. So when we met, we were like, I really think we might be able to do something cool together if we combined our services. And we love the idea of like offering the full package to businesses. We thought that could be a great asset. So we teamed up and we actually started our business a week after we officially met, which is crazy. But it's worked out very well for us. Thank goodness.
Yeah, we really dove full in. We didn't know each other hardly at all. But I think it was like the trust was already kind of built there because, of course, like she said, small town, everybody knows everybody. So it was a bit easier to like dive into a business with somebody that you didn't really know that well.
Yeah, that's funny. Wait, what town are you guys from?
We live in a little town called Cookeville. It's in Tennessee and it's like an hour away from Nashville.
Okay, got it. And so you guys met and then a week later just decided, all right, we're going to kind of do this thing, give it 100% and just start this business together.
Yeah, so I kind of already had like the logo for Foxtrot Branding. I decided on the name. I had started building a website, but it was like super ugly and Cassidy kind of helped me clean it up a little bit because she was more self-taught and like knew some more coding and stuff. And but yeah, so that's when we joined forces at that point.
Okay. So Amanda, you mentioned that you already had this kind of idea and then you brought Cassidy in. Where did you get the idea from?
So I actually went to school for graphic design. That's what my major was in. And so I was like nearing my graduation date, I was freaking out a little bit because I was like a little too scared to move to Nashville by myself. Like I was single at the time. Like I had just broken up with my boyfriend. My parents were getting divorced. I had this idea for this business, but wasn't sure how it was going to go. So I just felt like so much of my life was like upside down. But I was also like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to stay in Cookeville. It's cheaper here. I'm just going to stay here and maybe try this business, because I felt like there wasn't a huge risk, because at the time I was financially stable. I'm very lucky to have parents I could fall back on and like move in with them if I had to. So I was kind of like, if I'm going to do something crazy, like starting a business right now, this is the perfect time. So I just decided, you know what? I couldn't find any, I guess the big reason actually, to go back to your question, is like, I was looking for job opportunities in Nashville, but wasn't finding any I liked. And again, was scared of moving by myself. So I was like, well, what if I just start my own business? I think that'd be really fun. I feel like I am really good at managing myself, staying on top of things. So it's like, I could probably handle this. So that's really why I went after starting my own business.
Okay. Yeah. And that was a question that I was going to ask, was why did you decide to go the route of opening your own business rather than actually just working for like an agency that kind of specializes in this type of thing? But it makes sense. So you were trying to find a job actually at a company, and then it just kind of wasn't working that well, or you weren't finding anything that was kind of nearby. So you just said, all right, I'm gonna start this company myself. That's awesome.
Yeah. And another thing too, is like Cassidy and I had both done freelance work throughout college too. So I had actually freelanced already to this point at like 3 different companies. So I already kind of knew what it was like working for an agency. I got that experience, which was great. And I feel like that definitely helped put me ahead of some other students by actually having like real work experience. So just having this look into what it was like, I was like, I want to be on the other side. I don't want to keep getting like directions from other people on how to design and like working for oftentimes like kind of boring corporate or government type design work. I was getting bored of it. So it's like, I would really like to do my own thing, work with clients that I was really into. So that was another reason for me.
I think it's so cool and courageous that you recognize this and you were right out of college and you still had the balls to become your own boss and start your own company. I would have never, ever had the courage to do that. Hence why I worked for a company that I absolutely was miserable at. But that's so cool that you did that. Now, Cassidy, you did not go to school for website design, branding, strategy, all that good stuff. How did you develop the skills and expertise? Like, how did you learn? Because it's not easy. Like what you guys do is not an easy field to get into. It's definitely tough. Was it self-taught? Did you take any courses? Did Amanda help train you? How did you learn everything?
So as far as website design goes, I am pretty much all self-taught. And I taught myself Squarespace because in high school, I had some opportunities where people were like, hey, I need help with my website. And my dad also has a business. He has a restaurant. So he was like, hey, I need a website built. Cause you know, when you're the daughter of a business owner, they're like, you can do this for me. Right. And so, I got a lot of opportunities in high school and in college just to try different things out. So like I mentioned before, I tried out photography for a long time, social media management, and then Squarespace website design was another thing I got to try out. And I got to make some really bad websites for people, but they didn't know, you know, it's just they needed a website. So I just got to practice. And by the time I met Amanda, I was proficient in making Squarespace websites. But I think I really started gaining skill once me and Amanda started working with clients together. And that kind of upped the ante and required me to learn a little bit more, learn some code. But then Amanda's abilities also complement website design so well, because she provides a brand kit, you know, and the whole brand identity, which I can put into a website, which is really what will elevate a website. So definitely having that made a big difference for me as well.
So it sounds like, yeah, you've definitely done a few side hustles, you know, photography, like you said, like you were doing freelance work, social media and whatnot. And I feel like that's pretty common with a lot of people that end up becoming an entrepreneur. Like you just kind of try so many different things and then eventually one just kind of like sticks. And then you're like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it full time, or even you might just have it as a side hustle still. But I feel like the fact that you tried a bunch of different things out, and you may have built some pretty poor looking websites for people, but that's how you learn and grow.
Absolutely. And I think just there's a couple of different factors that really give me an entrepreneurial mindset. First, my dad having a business and a restaurant automatically kind of put that in my mind as this is something you can do. I was homeschooled all the way through high school, which I think gave me a very independent, can do, you have to do it yourself kind of mindset. I'm the oldest child. So there's just a lot of different factors that I think put it in my mind of this is something that I can do. And I know not everybody has the privilege to have that mindset. But you ask Amanda, like, why she went to start her own business rather than going to an agency. And for me, I just never even thought of working for someone else as a real option I was considering, which maybe sounds crazy, but I always just had it in my mind of, I have a lot of different, you know, abilities. Not that I thought I was amazing at all of them, but I knew if I could hone them, I could really offer services to people that they would value and they would like.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. And kind of that just shows that you've always been an entrepreneur. You know, like you never even considered working for another company. You always knew that you were going to be your own boss and have your own thing. So that's pretty cool that you've always had that idea. So how many years, or has it even been a year yet, that you guys have been in business? Like, when did you actually start Foxtrot Branding?
We started back in September of 2018, like legally. I think that's when we got our license and our bank account set up. But I'd started working on it in like the summer before. So it's been over 2 years now.
Okay, got it. And in that time, do you know how many customers you guys have worked with?
It's definitely over 50, probably more than that now. But yeah, like over 50, like full brand and web clients.
How were you able to like attract customers and build your customer base? Was it through like referrals or Instagram or Upwork or a different type of service or social media platform?
Yeah, so our small town is very like entrepreneurial, like are very supportive of entrepreneurs. So there's a lot of like networking groups in our small town. There's also an entrepreneur center where people can go and co-work and they have events all the time. So we ended up joining that when I was in college and we had just started. So that's where Cassidy and I would co-work. And that's where a lot of our first clients came from. After that, it was kind of like referrals and word of mouth from them. And then as we started growing our Instagram platform more and interacting more on Facebook groups, we got way more clients from remote locations. So now we rarely work with local clients anymore. I think we've outgrown our local area a little bit. So most of our clients are from all across the US now, and most of them come from Instagram actually.
So I actually saw, I was looking at your Instagram before this, and I also saw that you guys are pretty popular on TikTok, which I thought was super unique. Do a lot of companies do this? And do you find that this helps bring in customers, or is it more so just kind of like for fun? Or, you know, you guys both had a lot of TikTok followers that I saw, so.
I always laugh when people talk about our TikTok. I don't know why, but I'm like outside of TikTok, I'm embarrassed about being on TikTok, but it's definitely been helpful. Cassidy, you can kind of talk about our experiences.
Yeah, Amanda was really the one who spearheaded that. And I feel like that's kind of true in our business in general. Amanda is kind of the one who's like, let's try this new thing. Let's push the envelope, you know, which is really helpful for me because I tend to like play it safe. And I was like, TikTok, you know, I'm not going to dance on TikTok. I'm not going to do that. But TikTok has been the biggest thing that has grown our platform this past year. In 2020, we saw crazy growth from it. It really kickstarted our Instagram growth. We were kind of stuck around like 2,000 Instagram followers, and now we have almost doubled that. It has grown our email list. I mean, I can't quantify how many email subscribers we have from TikTok, but I would say we've gained probably 2,000 or more from TikTok because we advertise our lead magnets through TikTok. And it's just an incredible platform because it's showing your content to so many new people. It's just a free way to get yourself thrown in front of a bunch of new people. So as we've started growing our education platform, TikTok has been such a game changer for us. And I don't know how long it'll last, you know, that it will be that way. So we're really trying to take advantage while we're in like kind of the golden era of it.
We've got a couple different approaches too, to our different platforms, you know, like Instagram, we're still talking a lot to other designers, trying to get them in on our education stuff. But we're also talking just about as much on Instagram to our potential clients. I will say that like TikTok is more about those designers. We're trying to like educate designers how to help them build their businesses. And so that's why we do it. We've grown really well with that because we do feature all of our freebies all the time in those videos. So I think it's smart to have like, depending on who your audience is, you may be talking to a different audience on a different platform. TikTok is definitely a younger audience. So we're trying to play into that.
Got it. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't even think about that, that like TikTok and Instagram, especially now with Instagram Reels, like they are so similar, but you have different messaging and you're targeting different clients or audience members through each of those platforms. That's smart. I honestly didn't think about that at all, but that's cool. And yeah, it's crazy. Like you guys had over, I think it was like 10,000 views or friends or whatever it is on TikTok, which is more than your Instagram. So clearly, you know, you guys have grown pretty big. But I do feel like, especially now with Instagram Reels, you know, there's all that like drama about TikTok, like earlier this year, I think it was. But with Instagram Reels, like I think that those videos are here to stay. Like people love watching them and they're super interesting, where sometimes like an Instagram post might be boring or you just kind of scroll through. So I think you guys should definitely keep doing that because it seems like it's working out really well for you guys.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that people's brains are being trained differently. And it's like almost every month you kind of have to up the ante on the content you're creating. So it can be exhausting because even on TikTok, you used to be able to just talk to the camera. And now that doesn't pass anymore. You have to be more creative, create something more engaging. So it can be hard in that way. But I think I just try and remember that, you know, even if I'm not seeing crazy engagement, I would rather have the people watching me that really are going to take action from that and really become part of my community and try to keep that mindset.
Yeah, I think that TikTok and Instagram Reels are so cool. They're creative. I could sit there and watch them for hours, but it takes a ton of planning and work and creativity that an Instagram post, you know, doesn't require. So I can imagine that it would be hard to continue that effort and be consistent and remain creative and producing. I could definitely see that would be a challenge. Now, another question I have is, how many customers do you guys take on at any given time? Does it fluctuate or do you only allow, you know, 5 customers a month? What is like your magic number?
Yeah, usually we have about 3 clients overlapping at a time. We used to have about 4, but that felt very, very busy. So we've taken it down a notch. Now we're doing like 3 clients at a time. And so our client projects usually are about 8 to 10 weeks. And now we stagger them about 4 weeks apart. So when we might be in the onboarding stage of one client, or maybe doing the design phase or the offboarding of another client. So that just helps us not get so scatterbrained and feeling really overwhelmed.
Yeah, I imagine that, you know, working with 3 clients, you guys have a ton of different things on your plate at any given time, onboarding and then offboarding or, you know, whatever the process might be with those 3 clients. I'm sure that there's a lot constantly going on. How do you guys stay like organized and on top of all the deadlines and just kind of like focused on the things that you need to do? Because at least myself personally, when I have like a million things on my plate, I feel like I get overwhelmed and I start doing one and then like 5 hours later, I start doing another one, but I didn't complete that first task. So it just becomes like stressful and non-productive. How do you guys, you know, handle it with 3 clients at any given time?
I feel like I have good days and I have bad days. but we have a project workflow spreadsheet that has really helped us. So that helps us check off where we're at in the phase with each client. And so we have a whole system for our clients, basically, which has taken a long time to develop, but that's made a huge difference. So we know what's happening at each point with each client. Like if they're in week 2, this meeting is happening, or, you know, this thing is due. So it's very consistent for each client, and we're able to set it up the same way every time and just put the client into the system. And we're definitely trying to continue to optimize it and make it easier. And then we put our client into a project workspace. We use Basecamp as our project management system for our clients. We've just recently started doing that in the past couple of months. That's made a huge difference so that we're not doing email threads for all of our communication. Things are much more organized in that way. And then me and Amanda will do a Monday meeting where we kind of go over things. We'll do a Wednesday check-in, and then we'll do a Friday kind of like weekly wrap-up. So we're constantly checking in with each other on where we're at with projects.
There's so many tools out there today that can help out with like project management and whatnot, and helping you stay organized and on top of things. And a lot of them are free, honestly. Like I use Trello and a bunch of other things. So it's good to use all of those, you know, because they definitely help you stay on top of stuff. How do you continue to generate new ideas that your customers want? Like, do you ever get like in a like a little bit of a writer's block, or I don't even know if they have a term for it in your industry, but is it hard to just constantly come up with all these new creative, unique ideas, or does it come naturally for you guys?
I think it's something that ebbs and flows naturally. Like there's just weeks where it's really hard, or like I'm feeling like I'm really struggling with a brand or with the website mock-up, and I'm like, Cassidy, like I hate this. It looks so bad. I know that's bad to say, but it always ends up good. It's just in the beginning, I just feel like so blocked sometimes, but then other times I'm like really excited. I've found that at the very beginning of the project is when I'm most inspired. So whenever I'm like looking at some inspiration on Pinterest, I'm like finding some research and some ideas, then I'll start sketching because like that's when the ideas are flowing. And then I'll just kind of let that sit and I don't visit it again for like another week or so whenever I'm in that part of the process. But yeah, it's definitely not something that you can just like control. Like I really don't think it's easy to control your creativity. It comes when it comes, and if it's gone, I think usually when it's gone is when you are overworked or you're exhausted and you just need to like step away. A lot of times I'll just sleep on it, and the next morning I'll like wake up or take a shower and then I'll have an idea.
And Amanda is really great at being the creative visionary for most of our projects. I'm really good, I think, at implementing. That's kind of where I thrive. That's why I like website design so much, because I have a plan and I'm just building it and creating it. And I get a lot of joy from like bringing that to life. But Amanda definitely creates the vision for the projects, which I'm really thankful for, because then it just gives me basically tools to work with to create these other designs. And then I will also will say that we keep our meetings to Tuesdays and Thursdays, so 2 days of the week, so that we have 3 days of the work week to be just working on our projects and whatever we need to get done. And that's nice, so that we're not having meetings every day if we can help it.
Yeah, I'm glad we switched to that process, because it was driving me crazy before, because like some days I'm a very introverted person, so I like to like be alone some days. And that's when I'm like able to have more space to be creative. If I'm constantly having like 1 hour to work, and then I have a call the next hour, and then I have another like hour for work, my brain has to shift so many times between all these different topics. It's really, really hard. So yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of like scheduling certain days of the week for certain tasks in your business. That's going to help you like stay on the right mindset at that time.
Yeah. So I really like that advice, you know, focusing like Mondays you do X, Y, and Z, Tuesdays you do another, you know, something different. Because yeah, like you said, like if you have meetings and then you're supposed to get off that meeting, do an hour work, then go back on a meeting or a call or whatever it is, it does kind of like mess up your flow. So that's some good advice, definitely, to kind of like just segment different times or of the week to do specific activities. Do you guys ever have kind of like I don't know if this has ever been the case for you guys or not, but have you ever had a difficult customer where, you know, they tell you what their vision is, and then you go and you implement it or you bring it to life, and then you show it to them and they're not satisfied. So then you go back to the drawing board, you recreate it, you know, you do exactly what they ask for, you bring it back to them, and they're still not satisfied. Like, have you ever worked with clients that are just maybe a little bit more difficult? And if so, how do you kind of handle that situation, or have all of your clients just been awesome?
So the first one you described of like where they want you to go all the way back to the initial start part of the process, that's only happened to us like maybe once when we first started our business. And it was just because we didn't know how to work our process correctly. We didn't know how to make sure that they were signing off on the design at certain parts of the progress, so that we could like, I guess, avoid going back and redoing things, especially because we were not charging that much back then. So it was not worth our time to redo a whole project. I will say that now, even though our process is really good, we still have sometimes where clients aren't completely happy. But that's why we always let them have some revisions. So we always do like two rounds of revisions. We always put this in the contract so that they are aware. And if they want any additional revisions, then they have to pay an extra hourly fee for that. So that's kind of how we help minimize our revisions. And that's helped a lot. We haven't really had anyone kind of go past that.
Yeah. And the best thing we've done is just show our clients a lot of the work throughout the process. We used to have more of the mindset of, okay, we're going to have this initial meeting, then we're going to create, and then we're going to surprise you with the final product, which is, you think that would be fun, but then it's not fun when they're like, I don't like any of this, you know? So now we show them our strategy or our direction, where we're going. So we send them Manamix mood board colors, fonts, and they look at that and they give us their approval on that. And at the very beginning of the project, we have them make a Pinterest board for us, and we make them verbalize what they want. Because if someone says, I kind of have an idea of what I want, I'll know it when I see it, they don't know what they want. And we really need to be on the same page from the beginning so that when they see the logo, it's not a huge surprise. They kind of knew what was coming. That's the best way to set yourself up for success, in my opinion, to make sure that they have an idea of what you're creating.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like constant communication and just being open and honest with each other and showing them like the progress that you make is definitely the way to go. But anyways, okay, so I've got two last questions for you guys. The first one is, what piece of advice would you give to just other women who are looking to get into this field and kind of like branch out and start their own either side hustle or business, but they just lack the either like the skills or the, you know, the confidence, like any advice that you would give to them?
I think there's definitely a lot of free education out there. Like I personally don't believe that I had to go to school to get my graphic design degree. No one has ever asked us if we have degrees and what they're in. So if this is something you're wanting to do right out of college, but it's not your major, or if you're doing this later in life, I don't think you have to go to an actual college to do this. There's so much free education out there on YouTube. One of the channels I started watching was called The Future. And I think the guy's name is Chris Doe, but he has tons of educational content about like how to be a good designer and also like how to run a business. So that's super helpful. But then there's also so many creators, like ourselves included, who have paid resources that are going to be much cheaper than college, you know, either a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars. And that's going to really help you get farther ahead and kind of skip all of the like headache of figuring it all out on your own.
I did see that you guys have actually a ton of resources on your website that can really, you know, like help fast track your learning and make people feel more confident in their, you know, their web design or branding, you know, business that they want to start. And a lot of it was free. So I definitely would recommend them checking all of it out, because it definitely seemed like it was like a really helpful, informative content that you guys had on your website. So, and kind of piggybacking off of that, how can our listeners just learn more about Foxtrot branding and follow along on your journey and all the offerings that you guys have and follow you on TikTok and Instagram and all that? How can they find you guys?
So definitely follow us on Instagram at Foxtrot Branding. That's where we're the most active. We post on our stories every day and we post almost daily. And then we are on TikTok. I am at Cassidy L. Phillips. And then Amanda is at Amanda. Say it, Amanda. I'm going to get it wrong.
Yeah. Amanda Page K. And Page is like P-A-I-G-E. It's my middle name.
Yeah. And then our website is foxtrotbranding.com. And we have our TikToks linked in the footer of our website. So everything that you need to know is going to be on our website and all of those free resources. And then we also have an upcoming course called Pro Design Process that is coming out this spring. And that is where we are going to teach you our design process. And we're going to help you feel more confident about your design process and help you raise your rates this next year. So we are very excited about that.
Awesome. That sounds super exciting. I definitely really appreciate your time today. I saw that you guys just hit your first $20,000 a month, which is super, super exciting. So I know that you guys are going to have a ton of success with Foxtrot branding. I hope our listeners learned a lot, and I hope that you guys got something out of this today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having us, Rachel.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel. And if anyone wants to chat with us, just send us a DM on Instagram. We're always happy to talk with anyone.
Alrighty. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, keep going.